Hey, when you tune into the Wingman Chronicles, I know it's kind of explicit over here, right? But I'm going to let Bernie Mac tell you how I feel about that, right? Because y'all be hypocritical.
Cussing, you're motherfucking right, I'm cussing. I ain't worried about no fucking image. You cuss too. Some of my bitches. Everybody worry about image and shit. You better be your goddamn self and be my fucking self.
Nephew,
ugh.
You got perfect timing. About to start a little puff giving this motherfucker. You down?
Friday,
why don't
nigga.
You come on and sit next to your auntie?
To my listeners.
I know you smoke a little weed, right?
Why you say that?
Cause your lips turning black.
Niggas Friday.
Would you and like I some got wine, baby?
Some female fuckery for you.
Well, how about a little cognac?
No, it's kinda early.
Shit, I can roll a blunt better than them bitches in a van. Now I know Willie don't let you smoke in his eye. But I'm your Uncle Elroy. I don't give a damn how you get in mine. Long as you let me hit it. Look at that.
Fire that shit up, boy.
I'm about to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is.
Let's get it, nigga.
Yeah, you know, everybody talking about a while ago, they were talking about getting these sex robots and all kind of shit. And I was like, what earth they got incarnation with a man want to get a goddamn robot woman to have relations with? Well, you can get real goddamn woman out there. Shit, man. I ain't trying to do that bullshit. The robot get emotionally attached to you, and the sex robot get emotionally attached to you, and then they want to goddamn get mad at you and try to kill your ass while you sleeping and shit, nigga, and cut your damn ding-a-ling off. Hell to the motherfucking no, nigga. Give me goddamn real pussy. I don't want no goddamn robot pussy. I want a woman with big-ass titties and everything. I could just suck them damn titties. I want the real shit, not that goddamn robot goddamn cybernetic booty. I don't want that shit, nigga. That shit might get put you in a hospital. It might kill your motherfucking ass and shit trying to mess with sex robots. But I heard a lot of niggas like last 3-4 years ago talking about they gonna get these sex robots. They're talking about fuck women, they gonna get robots. Nigga, fuck that shit. Get yourself a woman, goddamn it. Ain't nothing like a real woman with big ass titties and big ass and shit. You could just suck them titties like goddamn, like it's goddamn breastfeeding, like you just suck them titties like it's goddamn a whole damn trough of milk coming to you, nigga. Fuck that shit. Fuck all that robot shit, nigga. All these niggas, they're gonna buy cybernetic robots and shit, have sex robots and shit. Fuck all that shit. Cause I remember there was some of them paying $15,000 and $20,000 for a sex robot. Fuck that shit. You come out here and get you a goddamn regular woman, nigga. I'm just keeping it a buck. It's
for $40 goddamn dollars. Starting price.
Your beloved brother, you can't want it. Not fucking with no sex robots. I want a real woman, not no goddamn robot. Fuck the bum shit, goddammit. Let's be real. I got to go and meditate. Ha 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 ha. It's amazing. You can't want it.
What's good, y'all? It's Friday. Y'all ready for the female fuckery? Well, I got it for your motherfucking ass and shit. Y'all ready? That real shit. Before I begin, I need you to go to YouTube. And I need you to search for the motherfucking show. Not the motherfucking show. I need you to put in the show with my motherfucking name. I need you to put in the show with MK Specs. Goddamn right. I need you to subscribe. Anything with the show MK Specs, go on YouTube and hit the subscribe. Do that, and then me and you together will prosper. Are you ready for the motherfucking ignorance? Tonight's ignorance is gonna be this. The sweeper man strikes a fuck again. He strikes again. Nobody do it like me. Who's the sweeper man? In a past life, I had this older drug dealer bitch I used to fuck with, right? And one day I was out with her, and the sweeper man drove up on the curb because she had more than the motherfucking BBL and shit. That was the biggest goddamn ass that he seen in his life. But he didn't know and shit. The reason I was fucking with her, because that was the biggest D Cherokee ass I ever seen in my motherfucking life. She done seen me blossom, right? From a young, nerdy ass nigga. Then one day she said, nigga, roll with me. I said, all right, let's go, bitch. Right? So we go to the Chinese, a little store in Los Angeles. We pull up in the parking lot. And she said, look, nigga, wait. I was outside, right? I was outside, and then she roll up, and then, you know, I got the car with her and shit, right? She's like, come with me real quick. And then she said, you know what, nigga, I'll let you fuck this pussy for a little bit of, you know. She actually used that old woman game and shit. She's an older woman. You know, she used that older woman game on a nigga and shit, nigga. You know, it was right after tax returns, so, you know. The rest is history, but she's a devious motherfucking swindler, extortionist, right? I mean, oh, man, she'll finesse you with that big old booty. You got to be careful, nigga. You got to know what you're dealing with. There's plenty of times I had to tell her, Bitch, shut up. Like, you don't have to nut up. And I ain't really like that and shit, but when you in character, you a whole another different motherfucker, ain't that? Y'all know. It's the fuckery, female fuckery for Friday. Nobody do it like MK Specs, right? So, you know, we established that and shit. And so I'm out there with her, right? And I think she really started, like, fucking with ecstasy on the low, because one time, you know, she kind of, like she was about to fall out, and I definitely was going to take advantage of that pussy like that, dude. No, you shouldn't do that. Bitch, dying on you be a problem and shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't want that, but I was feeling a little devious and shit. I definitely wanted to bust a nut on that bitch face. Like, I wanted to give her a, Real shit, nigga, real shit, because she devious like that. And to me, that was motherfucking goddamn payback and shit. Did that bitch deserve it, yo? She deserve it, right? Right? So, the sweeper man pulls up, you know what I'm saying? He damn near runs up on the curb looking at her like the ass is too big. I gotta have that. That's a big nigga. Yeah, nigga, she got the biggest ass in South Central. Right? Biggest ass in South Central, nigga. Even one of my closest homies, rest in peace, nigga, he was like, nigga, you fucking with her, nigga? I had to just laugh at that nigga. Like, that nigga didn't have no goddamn clue and shit, nigga. That bitch do my bidding. She do my bidding. She do my motherfucking bidding and shit, nigga. Like, that nigga was shocked, nigga. Oh, shit. That nigga was looking like me when she rolled up on the nigga with the goddamn proposition and shit. You know what I'm saying? Sweeper man must have got that number, right? Now check this out. That's why I call the bitch. She's a finesse. She real crafty, right? I'm scheduling up a motherfucking appointment and shit. And the bitch is tardy, nigga. I'm like, what are you tardy? What's going on? So like a jack in the box, you know, I went over there and I popped up in the cut. And guess what I see across the street from her motherfucking house, nigga? The sweeper man and shit. Come on now, we ain't no dummy. We ain't no dummy, nigga. If you don't think the sweeper man over there beating them guts up, nigga, you is a dummy. You a dummy, nigga. Nigga, that's proof, nigga. That's a receipt right there. That's a proof, nigga. I should have been a crafty nigga, got up in that nigga sweeper and wait for his ass to say, hey, nigga, you fucked up my morning, nigga. I was scheduled first. Now I'm getting sloppy seconds. I don't like sloppy seconds, nigga. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Nigga, I got seniority over this pussy over here, right? I feel insulted. So I'm like, man, fuck it. I'm just going to sit right here with my cup of coffee and my motherfucking blunt, and I'm going to wait and shit, right? Then I see the Superman. He comes out and shit, nigga. He coming out. He doing like Dub C. This nigga up here. Skip, 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 skip. He happy. He got the jollies because he done busted that nut. He had that. I done busted a motherfucking fat ass nut walk and shit. Bust one of them weeds. Ooh. Motherfucker. Now he done made my little $40 void in the shit, dog. Know she got a payday loan off that nigga, right? You know what I'm saying, right? He drive off. I get out of my car, nigga. I go straight to the goddamn door, go up in there. And nigga, it's money on the floor. Like, I'm a cop. Money on the floor. She trying to fix herself. I said, no, bitch, I'll fix yourself. So what do you do in these situations? You got to stick your thumb in the booty hole. That's what you do. That's what you do. Shouts out to the breezer, nigga. I'm cutting up tonight. Yeah, I know. Right? Like I said, she be trying to finesse you. She's a swindler and shit, nigga. Right? When you fuck with these type of bitches, make sure you put your motherfucking money in your pocket and the rest of it in your sock and leave your wallet in the car. The bitch taught me a whole lot about older women. But guess what, niggas? And niggas, let's light this goddamn blood up. Guess what? I was driving down the block, and guess what I see? I see a brand new motherfucking sweeper truck. I said, I bet this nigga, right, is doing what I think he's doing. And you know, in respect to the sweeper, man, let's give him a round of motherfucking paws and shit, nigga. Fucking with a bitch and she busy, nigga. This is what she doing, nigga. I pull over and shit. I just, you know what I'm saying? I said, fuck, I'm gonna roll up this weed real quick. I pull over and shit. And once again, here's the sweeper man coming out the car. Skip, 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 skip. She good at what she do. I said, nigga, this nigga. That's just funny when you know that's traffic and shit, you know, right? Now, the next time I see her in the streets and shit, right? You know that's going to be the first thing I motherfucking bring up and shit, right? Sweeper man was hitting it, nigga. She was like, fuck it, nigga. I need some of this L.A. County and shit, nigga. Times is hard on the boulevard for a bitch. This profession, nigga. Let's pause for the calls, and I'll be back.
Who
wait. Chill out. You all up in my goddamn ear. God. You all up in my... Sugar, hit the blunt, sugar. Sugar, hit the blunt. Here, hit the blunt. There you go, hit the blunt. Blunt, calm your ass down. Calm your ass down. What's good? Let's light this blunt up. It's Friday, man. Are you enjoying the female fuckery? Well, if you're enjoying the female fuckery and you're in a giving mood with a contribution, we're going to get our ACC, though, all right? We're going to get to Megan. I need you to, you know, be down for your crowd and get that goddamn subscription. Yes. A little bit of strange change and keep MK from doing some motherfucking strange things. Like, listen to me. Your contribution will keep me from doing extreme nigga shit like catching you at the supermarket with you and your kids robbing you. You know, get my Nigerian specialist scamming on and shit with some damn fake products and fake merchandise and shit. Get your money, but don't send you a goddamn thing. I could be doing that. I could be doing evil. But I'm kind of jealous. Because if you could give a bum on the street some goddamn change, and you Sunday you could give it to Jesus, you know what I'm saying, right? I feel insulted if you ain't over here at least donating some blunt money. So right now, it's a perfect fucking time for you to get down with that subscription and shit, right? You can donate a couple of American dollars to support the podcast, to keep the machine growing, to keep me shitting on my competitors, to keep me thriving. Now let's get back to the Wingman Chronicles. Got these Breezer beats. Go to his channel, the Lake Show Champions channel on YouTube. And over here on Anchor, put in Feeling the Breeze. Hell yeah, y'all ready? Why the beat bangs? We're gonna have some entertainment, some things we're gonna discuss. Anybody can get it. And with that being said, and the blunt lit, let's continue to do what we came to do, all right? Got some UK Wally, right? From LA to UK. And you know, without further ado, man let's get it, man. The Wingman Chronicles. Anything less, nigga will be uncivilized. And tonight, we're going to have some of MK's greatest motherfucking moments in game. So if you're privileged, let's get it. I remember it went like this. Nigga gonna get mad, but I ain't gonna give a motherfucking fuck. He don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck, right? When I'm dealing with a chick, listen to me, right? We do Carfax over here. We background check. We background check her history, right? Worse than the goddamn fucking Pentagon and shit job does your history. You better have bad credit. You gotta pay that shit before you, you know, work for us over here. We don't get down like that. You gotta have excellent credit, right? And here's the thing, nigga, right? I ask a woman any and every goddamn thing. Yep. In the first 15 minutes of me meeting you, you might have expected, nigga, I'm gonna say it all, man. I'm gonna ask you right then on that spot. Listen to me. I'm gonna ask you, have you sucked some pussy before? Have you got fucked in your ass? Do you like faces? First 15 minutes, knick-knack, patty-whack, anything goes. And ladies, guess what? This is what you try to do. You'll flip the reciprocal and ask me stupid questions like this. Well, are you DL? Are you gay? Bitch, if I was DL and I was gay, bitch, I wouldn't be fucking with you, bitch, and shit. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. I'm trying to fuck you and your friends. Let's keep it a buck. You ain't ready for the truth. Right? You watch Ghostbusters. You see Janine, right? When the Ghostbusters, there was a team that came together, right, to do the work, right? And all this, you know, activity out there in these streets, right? They had the duty to go out there and do the Lord's work and clean that shit up, right? Listen to me. When Janine and that phone rings, what does she say? She says, oh, we got one! We got, so guess what? Guess what? Nigga, we got one. You know how I know? Because through the scrutiny and the Carfax came back that in a previous conversation, she said she fucked her baby daddy and best friend at the same time. What I supposed to do with that? You already know. You can't be my woman and shit. I treat you good, but you can't be my woman. My woman don't do shit like that, right? But guess who do shit like that? My motherfucking hoe. Yeah, you can be that. A lot of women don't like choosing that slot. But guess what, bitch? That's the only one that's open and shit. I'm just keeping it real with you. Breeza, stop laughing. Boo, stop laughing. It's the goddamn truth, right? And the funny thing about this is, you know, one of my adversaries, right? That nigga was lusting over the bitch. He was lusting. And look, let me keep it one sour with you, right? Every nigga has lusted over a bitch another nigga done fuck, right? And then you see how the nigga act. You, when you approach the nigga's like, hey, nigga, I ain't tripping. Go ahead, spit your game to that bitch, right? Right? And lady, look, when you up here doing these sneaky deeds and shit, because you at the dick buffet and your ass is greedy, the dick greedy, you will have more success of just getting them two niggas together and be like, look, I like both of y'all. I want to keep fucking both of y'all. Watch them two niggas look at each other and be like, you know what? You just had this. You Monday? How does it work with your schedule? Now, You know, I would even go to decency, you know what I'm saying? You know what? I wear rubber with this bitch and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm out there wilding. You know what I'm saying? I'm having that much respect because we sharing this bitch, right? I tell brother, okay, hey brother, you got Friday? Okay, then, you know what I'm saying? I'll take motherfucking Monday because the bitch got a rest. She got a rest because we're going to be fucking the shit out of her. Breeza, stop laughing. Moo, stop laughing and shit. We're going to be fucking the shit out of them. Right? So listen to me. Here we go. Greatest in game. He lusted this shit. And I'll say it publicly, nigga. I set you up, nigga, because that was the sweetest revenge. It wasn't really revenge like that, but it was just, yeah, it was, yeah, well, fuck it. You gotta show these motherfuckers, nigga. Nigga, he over there lusting. I see, you know. I was like, oh, you having jack-off nights. You having jack-off nights. He's like, man, that bitch and that weave and shit. Woo, woo. But he had a strange little fetish, though. You know, he had a strange little fetish and shit. He like to suck a bitch fingers and shit. I don't know what that's about. I'm trying to nut up in the bitch face and shit. So, you know, I was looking at his shit like that fetish is weird. But some of y'all would look at me like my fetish is weird. It's like, nah, I'm just trying to make up for old time and shit. Nut these bitches' faces. Oh! Give you a mighty, right? That nigga was confessing. As a true homie at the time, I said, nigga, I can make your dreams come true. You know what he did? He did some real nigga shit, right? He doubled down on this shit because he was that thirsty. He doubled down. Make it happen, Captain. Then he straight went slavery on me and shit. He had the mind of a slave and shit. He was like, no, boss, you know, because you the only one that can get pussy over here, boss. And I can't get no pussy, boss. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to get me no pussy. Won't you just show me a... And you know, I was like, nigga, you know what? I felt like master. I said, okay, you nigga, it's going to be your lucky day today, nigga. See, he was blinded to the fact that him getting some pussy. But shit, nigga, I was building up my motherfucking reputation. Yeah, you got to be known for something. And trust me, what I'm known for, when them hoes used to come to the goddamn house, them bitches was getting fucked. Them bitches was getting fucked. That's why y'all coming over and shit. Y'all looking for some two cool niggas that y'all can have random sex with. Let's get straight down to the nitty gritty. We ain't gonna waste no time. You looking for some cool niggas that you can have sex with. And if you like the dick and shit, you know, you might keep a nigga on the roster. Because guess what? If a nigga like the pussy and shit, bitch, I might keep you on the roster. It was a shit-talking nigga, right? He used to cook up me and my other homie, right? My other homie used to stay with him. He was a DJ, so he was getting that motherfucking DJ pussy, right? You know what I'm saying? Get that groupie love. And he was always assassinating the homie character and shit. Now, he had a bitch over there, you know, a couple of times and shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna sit up here and say the homie did ain't non-active because that's bullshit. I brought a bitch over that a celebrity was fucking with and I ain't gonna say their name, though. And shit, you know what I'm saying? They was fucking with when they was younger and shit. And they real popular. They got some shows and shit, but I ain't gonna divulge that information. They gonna let you figure that shit out. Nigga, I'm over there hitting this bitch and shit. I'm like, this bitch had one of them big-ass motherfucking booties and shit, right? That nigga said, hey, you keep prancing that bitch around me, nigga. That bitch gonna get fucked, nigga. So she just kept prancing, and next thing you know, and shit was, you know, y'all already know what happened and shit, nigga. I said, damn. Nigga, I'm trying to tell you something, nigga. Them bitches like more dick, nigga. They like more dick. They just like you, nigga. Just like you like more pussy, nigga. They like more motherfucking dick, nigga. And if you move as a G unit, guess what? You would get more pussy, nigga, as a team. The Wingman Chronicles, broken down like brown bud. Now, here we go. His greatest of MK's nights and shit. Here we go, nigga, right? So, we at the gangbang. You know what the gangbang? I done organized the gangbang. Fuck it. That would happen. All organize a gangbang. Not only to make this nigga over here, shabby nigga and shit, dreams come true because he was lusting. Man. Right, nigga. I'm going to tell you another time about this same bitch with another bitch and they fighting over supremacy and shit. They fighting over dick rights. It's funny, boy. Y'all bitches be out there. Y'all be trying to claim a nigga dick and shit, right? They be trying to claim your dick. Them niggas are dependent on their taxes and shit. She want to claim it and shit. Put her flag on it and shit. Moon, now it's her goddamn dick. She said it's her goddamn dick and shit. It'll never be yours. I'm organizing a gangbang, right? Gangbang in full goddamn progress and shit. It's in progress, right? The DJ nigga come home, right? His mom helping him out with his luggage. The house is motherfucking smoky, right? Now, what's going on in the room is this. My ex-adversary and the whole wheel of the house and shit, right? They trying to outdo each other with the bitch. The niggas in there playing the I can beat the pussy up game. I'll be the, who can make this bitch moan out the name? Now that's what they in there playing that game. They in there playing the game, nigga. I had to laugh and shit. That was the funniest goddamn shit ever. But I had to tend to some business. These niggas over here arguing about, well, one nigga go up in it and the other nigga go up in it and they're calling it his, calling this nigga name. And one nigga feeling insulted. You know, the nigga that like to suck her fingers and shit, nigga, we had to be like, hey, nigga, stop doing that shit, nigga. Stop doing it. Yeah, I took a shot, nigga. Shit, I took a shot. I ain't giving a fuck. Nigga, stop sucking her fucking fingers, nigga. She don't like that shit, nigga. Nigga, I go to the door. I see the DJ. I see the DJ, nigga, right? He talking shit. He had a bad speech impediment, right? He was talking this shit. But I remember that nigga called me out. That nigga doubled down and said, nigga, you don't be bringing no pussy over here, but guess what tonight? Guess what we got in the room? We got some pussy. And look, nigga, it ain't no trash pussy. It's a nigga. Nigga, that bitch up there looking like motherfucking little ass from them pornos, nigga. Just a little bit darker. But and then I'm gonna divulge and shit why I just let her be her. I'm gonna share some shit with y'all. I'm gonna give y'all a motherfucker just straight up and shit. Why you thinking like, damn, nigga, why you let that bitch just be the way that bitch just be, right? All right, here we go, right? So, nigga, the DJ nigga, like, what's going on in there? And then you can hear, nigga, you can hear that shit, right? So he was about to go to the door, and I had to slap his goddamn hand and be like, nigga, hold up, nigga, you was talking that shit. Hold on, well, I'm telling you, this is the greatest moments of MK Specs life and shit, right? Right, greatest moments in game history, right? You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something, man. Boy, I mean, it feel like busting a nut, but boy, when you check a nigga and you know what I'm saying, you check a nigga good, nigga. Kept him off balance, man. He was trying to keep his goddamn composure and shit, and he couldn't even put his goddamn luggage down and shit. Like, nigga, what's going on, nigga? I opened that door. I said, nigga, look at this shit. Nigga, look at this shit. What I'm talking about, you don't get no pussy up in here, see? And then, you know, the bitch was under my instructions. I'm going to keep it a buck with you, right? So, you know, I'm telling him, like, straight up, nigga, I'm a whore, nigga. He was talking that shit. And you never will see a nigga act so fast, come correct me. Like, you know what, nigga? We can squash that beef right now, nigga. I was like, nigga, go up in there, nigga. She like Mona Maria. She like, man, I'ma tell you, nigga, that goopy love, nigga. Man, go in there, man. And see, y'all don't understand, nigga, for real, nigga. Hey, Breeza, check it out. They don't understand. And it was like, why you do that? I do that so I can fuck her friends, nigga. Come on now and shit, let's keep it a buck. You can fuck my friends, nigga. Them niggas ain't giving a fuck. And shit, fuck my friends. You probably want to fuck them anyway. Fuck, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it. But I want to fuck you and your friends. You and your friends. Been plenty of times, nigga, I'm fucking with a chick, nigga. She bring her fucking friend. Nigga, I gotta fuck them both and shit. I gotta fuck them both. Because I'm greedy like that. Greedy like that, nigga. Nigga, I let them niggas have a good fucking night, nigga. The reason I did that shit, because it's like this. Nigga, you owe me one. Nigga, you owe me one, nigga. And when we get to, we group together as niggas, and we get to talking and shit, nigga, you won't be sitting up there like that 40-year-old version when they playing poker, nigga. You won't be like that, nigga. You won't be like that, nigga. You can bring up some shit. See, me, I stay quiet because niggas old pussy. Niggas old. And it's cool. It's cool, nigga. It's cool, nigga. It takes a certain type of nigga to, you know what I'm saying, to do what I do. But I'll say this shit, nigga. I ain't the only one that can do that shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shit, nigga. You gotta get out here, nigga. You gotta talk to these women, nigga. You gotta talk to these bitches, nigga. Can't talk to no pussy. You don't deserve no pussy. Right? Straight up, nigga. Bitch wanted to do it again and again, but I just didn't tell my niggas and shit. I just let it settle. He was an Aries, nigga. Aries are freaky ass women. You gotta let them be, nigga, cause I'm an Aries, nigga. Shit, you know. Aries women, they hot, nigga. They hot. They need to be fucked. Oh, let's get down to it. Just be frank about it. They need to be fucked, right? You know, they need to be fucked, nigga. If you ain't fucking them, nigga, it's just something that nigga. Another nigga will. Nigga went in there and had a good damn time, nigga. And I told that nigga, nah, nigga, you owe me one, nigga. You owe me one, nigga. You owe me one. Nigga, go in there, nigga. Go in there, get some of that shit, nigga. Get some of that shit. Get some of that shit. See, it's a chess move, nigga. Y'all niggas be thinking like a nigga on some perverted shit. Nah, nigga, nah. The gangbang, nigga, is for me to get more motherfucking pussy, nigga. Okay, with instructions, one time I scooped my nigga Breeze up, nigga. I was like, hey, nigga, this is instructions, nigga. He was like, what, nigga? I need you to fuck this fat bitch. And some of y'all will be like, you know, it'll be funny with it, but you got to understand, nigga, the late, great Kevin Samuels told you, nigga, you got to take one down for the team, nigga. If you ain't willing to do that, nigga, you're not a wingman. Get your goddamn ass off my motherfucking shit! Get your ass off my shit. This is for certified wingmanship, nigga. It takes a band of brothers that's tried and true to do the real shit that we do. Cause, nigga, we know it's a war going on outside between real niggas and these motherfucking hoes. I'm trying to tell you, nigga. I'm trying to tell you, nigga. And see, the thing was, nigga, in the mental, right, you know, she was already built like that, right? But she said some shit to me that made me choose, right? She was like, you know, if I do that, you ain't gonna have me like you have me. And I had to tell her in the face, what do you mean? I'm already fucking. I know that sounds like a savage, right? But that was the God's honest truth. And you know what she said? She said, damn, nigga, you right and shit. Excellent choice. Do you, girl? I ain't tripping. You see, here's the thing, man. They be, I'm like, no, just do you and shit. I ain't tripping about you fucking my friends. Just suck my dick every now and then. Nigga, man. What you doing and shit, you bringing longevity and health to black men and shit. You know what I'm saying? You relieving they stress. You relieving my niggas stress, bitch. You were really a therapist over here. You being therapeutic with your mouth and your asshole and your motherfucking pussy to black men to reduce the motherfucking hypertension out here and the stress of these motherfucking streets. Enough said. See? But y'all don't see it like that. Y'all don't see it like that. But I do, because I'm a different type of nigga and shit. I'm trying to tell you, nigga. Nigga, salute your motherfucking general when he come through, nigga. Tried and true, the real shit that you do. But I'm going to tell you, that bitch, nigga, I done got set up with that bitch, nigga. Man, I was hitting it, man. Shoo, nigga, her other nigga came to the spot. Woo, shit! It's been times where I've been through, like, crazy-ass shit. Man, I guess a higher power took over. I don't know how the fuck we got out of that situation. I owe Breeza. Look, nigga, that situation right there, and Breeza, nigga, he'll know, nigga. After that shit, nigga, I owe Breeza like three fucking bitches. Three bitches. Just like he could do his bit on all my credit, nigga, and shit, nigga. Yeah, I was like, hey, nigga, you got this damn pussy right here, card and shit, right? It got three goddamn credits on it and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, man. Shit, nigga. Damn, nigga. I feel bad and shit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes my lust for a goddamn pussy will leave me blinded, and my nigga will be right there and be like, hey, nigga, it's time to go. Nigga alert, nigga alert, nigga alert. That's why I got love for you, nigga. You keep me balanced. You keep me balanced. This shit. Oh, shit, man. I tell you, man. It's good to see how my niggas like blossom. You know, and, you know, go through transformation, right? And, you know, that was, like, mostly, like, not only bragging rights on the deeper end, on my vain motherfucking selfish shit, right? You know what I'm saying? I make this nigga dream come true, nigga. That nigga was, oh, man, he was making love to the motherfucking bitch. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, now, this why I never, like, picked her, like, you know, she only could fill out the application of 304. You know, you want to know why? Number of reasons. Now, this other chick, right? That's like related to them. Her dude was the cousin. The girl was his cousin, right? You know, however that shit work, I'm high as shit, right? And she didn't look the best, right? And I should have been fucking her a long time ago earlier. She's a supporter. She knows she gave me permission to get up here and tell you some nasty tales and shit for profit. She know. Freakazoid, nigga, battery in the back, nigga, you know what I'm saying? And it's just her looks and shit, you know what I'm saying? She knows, she's like, I ain't an attractive female like that, but nigga, she got some nice titties and ass, and the pussy kind of good. The pussy kind of good. I was shocked, man. Yeah, because I don't know and shit. The dick got to tell me, nigga, when dick starts shooting like Peter North and shit, I'm like, damn. Goddamn, bitch. She told me some shit, nigga. Nigga, look, we brought a bitch over to fuck, nigga. She was there, nigga. Right? And then the homie was like, hey, nigga, look, you go in there and fuck old girl, because old girl been wanting to give you this pussy for the longest. I ain't gonna say nothing to her, man. And then our response like, nigga, I already know she wanna fuck, nigga. I mean, nigga. We went to the damn movies like a rap team, and she was like Lady Luck and shit. She was the bitch of the crew, right? Nigga, so we, well, nigga, rest in peace to Drew F, nigga. We sitting up in this motherfucking movie theater, nigga. This bitch go to my earthworm gym. Go straight there like, whoa. Like, whoa. See, sometimes when you annoy these bitches and you be around them, they be like, look, nigga, I be wanting to, you know, give me that dick. They like, give me that dick, right? Like, damn. And it's like, I used to fuck a lot of hoes at their house. So she was like, nah, fuck it. I want my goddamn turn. And respectfully, I get it. She came to a nigga on some Grace Jones shit. Nigga, like, no, where we go fuck, Marcus? Where we go fuck? That bitch told me some shit, nigga. Like, nigga, I'll do anything right here, right now. I said, damn, that sugar-free shit song popped up in my head. He was like, hey, man, you got a dollar? He was like, hey, man, you got little girls at school that like you? He said, yeah. He said, they said that they love you? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They said they'll do anything for you? He was like, yeah. Shit. He's like, nigga, that bitch might be the one, nigga. Lace up your bootstraps. I'm just trying to tell you, nigga. Right? Right? One time now the bitch at the gangbang, right? I'm at their house. I'm hitting it in the bathroom, right? And the bathroom had this, like, cabinet where you could, like, look up in the bathroom, nigga. And then the other bitch, nigga, came in there. And they kind of, like, I'm hitting it from the back, nigga. This shit, nigga, argument stopped up, nigga, right then and there. Nigga, I'm hitting it from the back.
She's like, bitch, what you doing, nigga? I'm still here, but I ain't giving a fuck, nigga. Argument been popped out. She was like, she was salty, nigga. She was salty, nigga. But you know what? You know what? Nasty me was thinking, you know what? I should bring these bills. Both of you, come up in here. Don't be mad. Don't be mad. Don't be mad. Don't be mad while I hit it from the back. Get on all. Get down there and suck my balls, bitch. That's what I was on. That's what I was on, man. I tell you, man, back in the day, man, if I go with this man how I am right now, if I go back in time, god damn, I'm gonna be a savage. Savage, nigga. I would've took control of that damn situation, nigga. It would make both of them bitches do my bidding. Sometimes, niggas, you thinking that, hey, it be you that be stopping the 2-for-1, nigga. It be you. It be you, nigga. It be you. You don't want to get into your inner voice and shit. Take a goddamn chance. Take a leap of faith, nigga. Nigga, you'll be surprised, nigga. I'm trying to lace y'all niggas up, nigga. Listen to me, nigga. My high success rate is off of that right there, nigga. Doing the unknown, doing the impossible, nigga. Just say that shit. Get that shit off your chest. Say that shit. You know why? Because that's what a real man do, nigga. He command me. I would have told them bitches, nigga, oh man, I would have told them bitches, nigga, I would have took her in her room with her bedroom. I'd be like, hey, look, fuck that shit. Get your ass over here. I'm about to fuck both of y'all. So you can stop that goddamn arguing, bitching over this motherfucking dick, because I'm finna give it to you right now. Hey, Breezer, you would say some shit like that, wouldn't you, nigga? Right? Exactly. Got the counselor MK Specs up here, nigga. We in egregious, nigga. We in, you know what I'm saying? Unison, nigga. We on fire that night, nigga. Real shit. I just wanted to share y'all with that. But reason I want to stop fucking with old girl because she started, you know, coochie started to stink. Coochie started to stink, man. You know, and I'm going to tell you something. Me just fucking with women, right? I've yet to fuck an Asian or a Latina that the coochie stankin', nigga. Others, they coochie bees, they're totally different. Can I get an amen, my motherfucking niggas? Can I get an amen? You know what I'm talking about, nigga. That other shit, nigga, that pussy different, nigga. That pussy is motherfucking, nigga. You be like, ooh, this shit, ooh, shit. Appreciate this dick. Ladies, like my sisters, don't, I mean, y'all here shitting on black men and all that. I'm going to tell you something, nigga. Black men out here fulfilling these bitches' fantasies. And you know what? You know what? Before I go, that's good enough. Y'all have a good one. I really appreciate y'all coming through to the Wingman Chronicles. Anything less will be uncivilized. Y'all, I'm edgy, but I'm going to be my fucking self, man. And that's how we rock over here. All right? I hope y'all find some money on the ground. And when you go to the gas station, I hope somebody, you know what I'm saying, instead of you putting 10 in your tank, they gave you 50, right? I want you to, you know, have a good one. I ain't gonna do that prosperity pimping, but you know what I'm saying. All right? Make sure you be back here for another episode of the Wingman Chronicles.